February 25th, 2019. How are all of you doing out there? My name is Deanie. I am the host of the Deanie Truths podcast. Hopefully all of you guys are doing amazing on your morning, your afternoon, or your evening, whatever part of the day you are listening. Man, what a day to be alive. Oh, today was a day, man. Today is a day that I will remember forever. Oh, so many different things happened. Well, not many different things, but major things happened over the course the last time I talked. Let me tell you this story because it relates to the strength episode that I've got for you today, which is evolving every single day, trying to be better than the person you were yesterday. Let me tell you guys exactly what my day was like today. And I can explain this to you in great detail. I woke up after I did last night's episode and I said, for some reason, I feel empty. I don't know what it is. I just feel empty. And I couldn't describe this feeling. I don't know. I felt like I was in a rut for some reason. I don't know. I tried to figure out what it was, but I just couldn't figure it out. The better part of me was not speaking to this morning. So I went to the gym and I did my normal cardio and my regular stretching, but today was strength training day, so I added a few machines in. So as I'm stretching, I'm still feeling empty. And I guess it's still from the emotional pain that was causing this. I don't know what it was. But I set up some mini goals for myself when it came to the strength training, when it came to muscle, when it came to the specific poundage. The Saturday before, I wrote down how much I was able to do. So let's say, for example, my shoulders. I can only lift about 40 pounds on my shoulders. I was only able to do 13 reps. So I said the next time that I do this, I'm going to shoot for 14 or more. So I was doing mostly those. I was still testing my hips, my legs, all my total body workout I was doing. I was testing everything. But when it came to leg curls, this is when it started to click. Everything came into effect after this. This was the moment. I was doing leg curls, and I needed to do 22 leg curls on 70 pounds. And by the time I got to 16, the pain was kicking in. Now, usually, the pain from your body, that's your body trying to protect yourself. And you're not going to get hurt, from what I understand. From what I understand, you don't get hurt. It's just your body's trying to defend itself. You got to push past it. So that clicked in my head. When I got to 16, I felt like there was a moment of me that said, just give up. And I kept saying to myself, no, 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 do not give up. You said you were going to do 22. You're going to do 22. If you do 23, that's great. But you are getting to that number. You are getting to 22. And so I pushed and I pushed past the pain and I just went for it. Those last six were the toughest, but I got through it. And I got to 24, I believe. And as soon as that happened, I left the gym because that was the last thing I did. The leg curls were the last ones I did. So after that, after I completed it, the best way that I can describe this is that I had complete shock throughout my entire body. My brain was, I can feel something in my brain just clicking on all cylinders. I felt like I was watching the entire universe inside my head. It was like flashing before my eyes, the entire universe. That's what it felt like. I was watching the light years and light years of space just clicking through my head, and I was watching it go, and I was in shock. I was completely, the drive home was very, very emotional. I started crying. I started shaking. It was the best. It was like I was saying to myself, it's gone. The pain is gone. I mean, it was literally gone. Like, I've the emotional pain just completely got wiped out. It was nowhere. I couldn't feel it anywhere in my body. It was all gone. And I couldn't, it's very hard to describe it. You had to feel it. It was the best feeling in the entire world. Just the amount of the shock and the release of all that energy was like coursing through me. And it felt amazing. And I sat back and I just had to breathe, and I just breathed, and I just took deep breaths, and I just enjoyed the moment, and I just enjoyed the rush, because it was a rush. It was a rush of energy. It was a rush of feeling. It was a rush of love. It was a rush of so many different positive emotions. The negative ones were just gone. That's the endorphins talking. That's what the brain induces endorphins. That's a science term. But it took away the pain. The pain just stopped. It felt great. And then after I died down a little bit, I realized this is not just from the endorphins. This is it. It's like I feel no sadness. I feel no... I don't feel like I'm lonely anymore. I don't feel any of that. I feel... I wouldn't say complete because I'm not, but I feel better than what I did yesterday. I feel like I'm stronger than I was yesterday. I feel like I can do more than I could yesterday. I feel like I can be a better person than yesterday. I can feel like I'm a better man than yesterday. I feel like that I can accomplish so many other things than what I thought I could do yesterday. And that's what today's strength is. Being better than what you were yesterday. That's me. Because I get sick and tired a lot of times being the same person day in and day out. I'm trying to grow stronger. I'm trying to be healthier. I'm trying to be smarter. I'm authentic. I'm trying to be truthful. I'm trying to be loving. I'm trying all of that. And it works. And I know I can do more, and I know I could do better every single day that comes by. And that's what I look forward to. I want to be better tomorrow. I want to be better than the next day and the next day after that. And I was telling this to my friend Stephanie, and she got inspired by it somehow. I'm starting to realize now, the more I do this, the more I'm inspiring people out there. Because I was talking about this yesterday with the charisma, like this passion and energy that I have is translating to other people. In fact, my friend Michael basically gave me a shout out to his fan base saying, check me out. Check my friend out. And it also made me start being more creative. I started writing down things that I believe in. I started writing down the things that I truly value, and I put them in quotes, and I'm putting them on Twitter, and I'm putting them on Instagram, and then I'm going to be turning them into later episodes of this podcast. Right now, I have 16 different things that I wrote down, and I'm going to be writing more tomorrow, more Wednesday, and throughout the entire week. I have something to look forward to, writing down my thoughts at that moment, keeping them, and then saving them for a later date. That's what I've got. And it feels amazing. I'm on a high right now because I just got back from working out, but it's the best feeling that I've had in years. I feel that all of the a decade and a half of caving myself in and keeping myself, burdening those emotions inside, never releasing them, always staying inside my own head. All of that seems like it's fading away, and I'm becoming a better Dini because of it, and it's great. My friend Stephanie also said, the world needs to see more Dini. You are not like me. You are the complete opposite of me. You need to express yourself more. You need to keep doing this because it's healthy for you. I'm seeing it. Your friends are seeing it. Your family's seeing it. This is you. This is the real you. This is Dini. This is you. You speak. Just keep talking. Because the more you talk, the more you're going to make people love you. The more they're going to be inspired by you. The more that they are going to do. some wonderful things because you shared your story. And my story is going to last until the day I die. And I know what I want to do. I want to share my story with the world. I want to take my experiences, share them with the world. But I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I am going to just speak the truth. That's it. That's all I want to do. Share my story and speak the truth. And the truth is going to hurt, but it's necessary. And I feel that's a lot better than trying to give people self-help advice. That is the value that I want to bring. I want to share, and I want to tell. But I don't want to give it. I don't want to give false hopes. I don't want to give half-truths. I don't want to go in the middle. I don't want to be neutral. I want to be me. Because that's what people want to see. And that's what I had to, and that's when I realized when Nina messaged me yesterday. It's like, I want you to accomplish your goals. I know you can do it. She's the second biggest fan. My friends from last night saying, keep going at it with this weight loss thing. They're my fans. Stephanie is my fan. My best friend Vin is my friend. Everybody is my fan. They're all rooting. They're seeing the escalation of everything that I'm doing right now. They're seeing me grow. They're seeing me evolve every single day. And they're cheering for me because of that. And for that, I thank them every single day. And for those of you listening that are cheering for me, I also thank you every single day because I am not going to stop. I am going to keep going until I reach a certain milestone, and then I'm going to create more milestones, and then I'm going to keep growing, and I'm going to keep evolving, and I'm going to be the person that I always knew that I can be. And I'm not going to let anyone tell me otherwise. I'm going to be the nicest person in the world, but I'm also going to be the mentally toughest person in the world. I am going to show everybody who Dini really is every single day. And there's so much love that I want to give. There's so much joy that I want to give. There's so much truth that I want to give. Dini Truths is here to stay forever. It is not going away. And I would have not said this yesterday. This is why I know I'm evolving, because I could not have said this yesterday. I can only have said it today after the experience that I had. So that's everything, everything, everything for today. Imagine what tomorrow's going to bring. It's going to bring even better stuff. It's going to be great. I know that. And even if there's challenges that come at me, there's roadblocks, I know that I can get through it. I have to fight through the pain, because I can't just allow my ego to keep protecting me forever. I gotta show myself that I can push past the pain, that I can keep pushing to get the stuff that I want to do. That's a strength. This is a strength, people. This, I don't know if you can get this from many other podcasts, but this is about as passionate as I have been in the course of my entire life. I'm only 28. Imagine what I will say tomorrow. But I got another strength to do, so I'll talk more about that. But my energy feels different. And I also want to mention something that my friend Victorine said when I told her about this. She's like, just always be true to yourself and be true to your feelings always. Do not ignore them. You've ignored them for a long time, and you were at that spot for a long time. Now you know to keep in touch with them. Keep doing your podcast, because that's how you can stay true to yourself. Keep doing the gym, because you're going to be doing all that pain that you pushed through. It went away because you pushed through it and you beat it. So keep fighting it. keep showing yourself that you can be mentally strong, you can be emotionally strong, you can be physically strong. That's what she was trying to say to me. And I thanked her for that. She's my fan too. I got so many great people in my life that are cheering for me. And it's going to be an amazing feeling when all this weight gets off and I can celebrate. And then when I can't wait till my birthday rolls around, because I got gifts for all of my friends. I already got like stuff that I want to say prepared. I just have to wait until July rolls around. But boy, what a day. This has been an amazing day, and I definitely will put this down as one of my favorite days of my life ever, because it's not as, I don't can't think of any other day that has been more fulfilling than this. Everything that I felt throughout the course of the majority of my life just went away after today. I'm no longer going to be focusing so much on the stuff I did in the past. This is the present. And I'm just going to take it one day at a time, but each day is going to get better. It's going to get easy. I don't know if I'm not going to say it's going to get easier, but it's going to be better. Because I'm going to remember that the next day is going to be a better me, a better Dini, and a better all of you too. Because you're going through this story as much as I am, but I'm telling you this story. I can't wait to tell more people. And you know what? And I have free time tomorrow, so I'm going to have some time to make a YouTube video and actually put myself on camera for once. So, boom shaka. If I can get to 30 pounds by tomorrow, I will be talking about that. It's going to be an amazing, amazing feeling. And I bet you there's going to be people that want to listen. And I bet you there's going to be people that want me to go and share this experience with millions of people or thousands of people or hundreds or maybe 10, 20 people, something. I know somebody's going to want me to talk about it, and I will. I will tell this story as it continues, and it will never stop until I die. But that won't be for a long time. I'm enjoying this one, and I'm going to enjoy everybody around me because I'm going to appreciate them more than they will appreciate me. I'm going to love them more than they're going to love me. And that's going to be a better me. And that's all I can say for right now. I don't even know how long I went. But that's everything that I wanted to get off my chest. Guys, I will talk to you guys tomorrow about another strength. And I can tell you what that strength is going to be right now. That will be the ability to always want to learn. That's what we're going to be doing. I'm going to be showing you my willingness to learn. And I'll talk about that tomorrow. But in the meantime, guys, you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms that you probably prefer. Like if you prefer Spotify or Apple Podcasts, follow me on those because all the links are in the description box. If you like me on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. Rate me 5 stars. Love to hear what you guys think. If you're listening on Anchor, leave me a voice message. I'd love to hear what you guys think through voice. If you happen to be watching me on YouTube, then that's awesome too. I'm on Instagram, Dini Truths. I post a lot of stuff on there. I also got a Twitter, Dini Truths, at Dini Truths as well. You can follow me on there. All my links to all my social media pages are in the description box below, so go there and enjoy. Because I'm going to be trying to put more content on there. Just so everybody gets an idea of what I'm like. I'm going to be putting these into little clips eventually, too. Until tomorrow, guys, enjoy the rest of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, whenever you are listening. I'll catch you all tomorrow. Arrivederci, everybody.